All right, so what's this week been like for you after the injury in Chicago? Were you focused more on yourself than on working the team?
No, I mean, it's always, you know, you're always kind of focused on yourself and getting better. And this week it just so happened that it wasn't on the field getting better. It was it's more training room and, you know, focus on a couple things. So, yeah, there's a lot of focus on myself, but I had a great support group, you know, with the trainers and the docs of being real upfront and honest with me and giving me, you know, an honest give me an honest take on things and, you know, give me an honest outlook, and it's worked out.
I didn't know that you'd be day-to-day when they helped you off the field, you know, and the boot. You may have to pay a fine here. Did you think you would be all week long, or did what pushed you to get back to this point where you might be able to play?
I think, you know, as a young guy, and I think it goes for any of the guys on the offensive line, it's just the attitude that they have, but they want to get better, and you can't get better in the training room. I mean, you want to be out on the field, you want to be playing with, you know, the guys, and you want to be making strides, and as a young guy, I can't really miss the third preseason game. That's a huge learning curve opportunity for me, and, you know, it isn't something I wouldn't put myself out there if, you know, I didn't trust, you know, that I was healthy, and I wouldn't put my teammates in that position for, you know, to have a guy out there who's not playing 100%, but you know, so if it works out, it works out. But it's an opportunity I can't really miss.
A lot of people are focused on you. Your name has been tossed into the competition. Are you ahead of where you thought you'd be, or is this right where you thought you'd be?
I mean, you know, it's tough to keep, like, a big picture when you're a rookie, you know, just coming in here and trying to keep your head on straight. But every day, I'm always my toughest critic. So am I right where I need to be? No, I need to be a lot better. But, you know, it's fun to be able to get reps with different guys, and we have a great group, and, you know, we all get along pretty well. So whether it's with the ones or the twos or the threes, they're all good reps. And, you know, the guys beside me are a great football player. So it's been a lot of fun wherever I've been playing.
Center or guard, does it matter to you?
Doesn't matter, yeah. Just like to, you know, try to play violent and, you know, wherever that is, center or guard, it doesn't really matter. Just got to play my game.
How is the competition? Four or five guys vying for two starting spots. How's that played out? I mean, you don't have a frame of reference in the NFL, but how has it played out in your mind? Or at least in your experience here so far?
I think it's been great because, you know, everyone's getting their opportunity to get better at, you know, each position. And the reps have been spread out pretty good. And like I said, everyone's, you know, whether, you know, people say Jock and Mike are competing. Well, Jock and Mike are also each other's biggest fans. And they're in the, you know, room talking stuff over, going through their reps. And along with bringing me along, a young guy, you know, Brandon as well. So, I mean, the competition's with ourselves, and that's, you know, what we preach every day. And it can't be more true than this position battle that, you know, a lot of people are afraid of.